The global cheating industry, fueled by tech innovation, is posing a threat to education. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, one of Asia's largest airlines, Cathay Pacific, will buy low-cost carrier Hong Kong Express for $628 million. The BBC's Philip Hampshire has more.
Cathay Pacific will buy low-cost carrier Hong Kong Express in a $628 million cash and stock deal. Hong Kong Express flies to destinations right the way across Asia and will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Cathay Pacific, but will act as a standalone airline. Peter Morris is chief economist at Ascend by Cirium, and he says that the deal suits both companies.
Hong Kong Express has become increasingly a bit of a competitor at the bottom of the market to Cathay, and there have been other attempts by Jetstar and so on to set up a Hong Kong operation, and they've been thwarted by the authorities, but one way or another they haven't been able to get into the marketplace. So this means that Cathay gets the opportunity to address that particular part of the market that's clearly been growing significantly.
Cathay Pacific has worked to overhaul the business as it's faced increasing competition in Asia, and after coming under scrutiny last year when personal information of 9.4 million passengers was accessed in an IT data breach. The company's turnaround efforts led it to return to profit in 2018. Cathay Pacific's acquisition of Hong Kong Express is expected to be completed by the end of this year. In London, I'm Philip Hampshire. The Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed as investors monitor Brexit and further warning signs of a global slowdown. Shares in China were higher on hopes Beijing will support growth after fresh data showed profits of the country's largest industrial companies dropped the most since 2011. And speaking of Brexit, the British Parliament begins a series of votes tonight to try and find a plan that has the broadest support. There are at least seven options, and the 650 MPs need to rally behind one of them before April the 12th. Some British businesses, though, are not looking to Parliament, but to the US for relief.
My name is Prateek Thakra. I'm the founder and CEO of Inspired Mobile, a marketing platform that looks to simplify the execution of delivering campaigns. An SMS campaign, an email campaign, a research campaign. We've aggregated that all into one platform. If we look at the last quarter, arguably we've lost upwards of £500,000 worth of business. And we definitely feel it's linked to Brexit and uncertainty. We are now looking to international borders and international markets. The US in particular is a key market for us because of the sheer volume of the audience sizes. We're not the only ones that are, I guess, at times struggling. Unfortunately, some of my own friends have closed businesses as a result of the competition or the lack of opportunity and haven't been able to grow internationally. And I think this has been one of the biggest challenges, that moving beyond borders is something that businesses are not used to. It's a bit alien to us to start thinking about going into other marketplaces when we have basic payroll issues or day-to-day running of businesses. And I think Brexit isn't helping, and I think most businesses owners that I speak to are very keen for something to be done irrespective of what that decision is. We just want a result so we can move on. We don't have the luxury of banks affording us extended credit. We had to go to different environments to get loans when the bank was not supporting us. Small businesses are the ones that don't have extended credit services, and they're the ones that are actually failing within 4 to 5 years, but are contributing so much to GDP in both the US and the UK. So it's critical now that the government in the UK and internationally support small, medium-sized businesses and reposition where they are in the ecosystem.
Prateek Thakra, who runs an advertising platform for small companies. Now, cheating is a global industry, and SA Mills are a huge part of it. The BBC tracked down one man who runs an agency where students can pay for essays. He's in China and wants to be called Chris.
One of my friends approached me saying that his girlfriend needs some help with essay writing. I was like, okay. So they sent me this essay. They asked me to do the proofreading. Then I said, okay, I will just do the proofreading. Then I realized that the proofreading is too difficult because logic is too messy. So I just rewrite the whole thing. So after that, she said that, oh, your essay is very good. She got a very good score. Can you help me do another assignment? And then she introduced to her classmates.
Well, Chris now earns tens of thousands of dollars from those classmates. Gareth Crossman is head of policy at the UK's Quality Assurance Agency. He says research says 1 in 7 students internationally might be cheating, and it's a threat to education.
there are recorded incidents of people paying to have people cheat on their behalf dating back to the mid-19th century. It's not the phenomenon that's new, it's the scale and the fact that technology allows this to become a mass market, which has sprung up in the last few years. We're all used to seeing ads pop up when we go onto social media sites that indicate what they think our interest might be because of the algorithms that are involved. And you'll find exactly the same thing with essay mills. So if a student says anything about struggling, or quite often they'll just be searching, how do I get help with my essays? They might be looking for a tutor. They will be targeted by essay mills. They present themselves as providing this bespoke study aid service that's entirely legitimate. They use phrases like 100% plagiarism free. It's basically saying to you, is that you can hand this work in as your own and it won't get picked up by plagiarism software. They'll target students from probably the age of about 14, 15. YouTube in particular has been a very useful market for them to do that.
And Gareth says he's written to search engines whose algorithms help those cheating services.
Facebook, Google, Bing, Yahoo, YouTube, will you stop allowing them to use your services? If you make it difficult for them to make a profit, then they will stop doing it. If you go onto some of these sites and they'll sometimes have those sliders where you say, you know, this is the quality of work that I want, this is how many words it is, this is the level. If you're talking about 10,000 word dissertations at a 2-1, that's going to be thousands of pounds.
Now, that's Gareth Crossman. And remember, my colleague Kai Rizdal is here in London. I'll be helping to answer your Brexit questions later on Marketplace. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.